What's wrong and what's right? There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
A new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps with a book I haven't started yet, watching all the girls walk by. Could I take you out? I'd be yours without a doubt. On that Big Dipper. And if the sound of this, it frightens you, we could play it real cool and act somewhat indifferent. Why'd you have to come? Why'd you have to come around so soon? I wasn't ready for all this nature. The terrible green, green grass and violent blooms of flower dresses and afternoons that make me sleepy. But we could wait a while before we push that dull turnstile into the passage. The thousands they have tread, and others sometimes fled before the turn came. Our lives before a chance arrives, before the passage. From the top you can see Monterey or think about San Jose, though I know it's not that pleasant. Jim, a Kerouac, a brother of the famous Jack, or so he likes to say, lucky bastard. He's sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps, with a girl I'm not over yet, but watching all the world go by. Boy, you're looking bad. Did I make you feel that sad? I'm honestly flattered. But if she asked me out, I'd be hers without a doubt on that Big Dipper. Cigarettes and carrot juice, and get yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet.
Oh. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. your heart with love today. Don't play the game of tag. Things that happened in the past only happened in your mind, only in your mind. Oh, forget your mind and you'll be free, yeah. The writing's on the wall. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love cleans the mind and makes it free. Is happening. Dragons have been bled. Gentleness is everywhere. Fear is just in your head, only in your head. Fear is in your head, only in your head. So forget your head and you'll be free. The writing's on the wall. Free, yeah. And you can know it all if you choose. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love will clean your mind and make you free.
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices, and many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian, and it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian, too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals, and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker.
And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the nass with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar.
Ironclad feather feet pounding the dust, an October's day towards evening. Sweat Himba's face standing proud to the plow, salt on a deep chest seasoning. Last of the line at an honest day's toil, turning the deep salt under. Flint of the fetlock chasing the bone, flies at the nostrils, London. The Suffolk, the Clydesdale, the purser on fire, with the Shire on his feathers floating, hauling soft timber into the dusk, to bed on a warm straw coating. Hey, the horses know the land under me, behind the plow gliding, slipping and sliding free. Now you're down to the few and there's no work to do, the tractor's on its way. Let me find you a filly for your proud stallion seed,
to keep the old line going. And we'll stand you abreast at the back of the wood, behind the young trees growing, to hide you from eyes that mock at your girth. Your 18 hands at the shoulder, and one day when the oil barons have all dripped dry, and the nights are seen to draw colder, they'll beg for your strength, your gentle power, your noble grace and your bearing. And we'll strain once again to the sound of the gulls in the wake of the deep cloud sharing. Feather feet pounding the dust, an October's day towards evening. Sweat embossed face standing proud to the plow. Salt on a deep chest seasoning. Bring me a wheel of oaken wood, a rein of polished leather, a heavy horse and a tumbling sky, brewing heavy weather. Heavy horses move the land under me, oh, behind the power lighting, slipping and sliding free. Now you're down to the fear and there's no work to do. The tractor's on his way. Behind the plow, gliding, slipping and
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you. Back in 1984, or thereabouts, we had a visit from across the Atlantic. It was none other than the thick-as-a-brick pajama-clad Don't Perry, who visited us back then. Anyway, Don came over for his audition back in 84, and this is a song about his first visit to a British Indian restaurant where he spied this rather young lady, a serving lady. That's not too sexist as a remark, but I mean a waitress, whatever you would call her. She was a nice girl, and Don, in his pre-matrimonial state, expressed some interest in her parts. That's not really true. He thought she was a nice girl. I thought you were probably going to get married. You would have ended up one of those red dots in the middle of your head, wouldn't you? Anyway, this is about Don's visit to the Indian restaurant, and in the third verse, Don, in fact, gets a personal mention, as do his underpants. It's called Like a Tall Thin Goyola. With the poems that you wrote.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
The last survivor of a boiled crown, another casualty with a casual frown. The janitor vandals are blocking your face. Juveniles with the piles and paste. It's a sensation. Cup is filled, you can run and be killed. In a billion miles, send the muscles to build.
sitting by your side, always by your side. That cat's something I can't
enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm.